This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. European participants trying to put on a united front at the G20 summit in Argentina amid concern. President Trump is using it to advance his own goals via bilateral meetings. That story now from AP's Ben Thomas.
Trade has been at the top of President Trump's agenda at the G20 summit, from the joint signing of the new trade agreement with Mexico and Canada to an afternoon session with the prime ministers of Japan and India.
We're doing a lot of trade together.
But European officials complain that behind the scenes, the U.S. is blocking progress on world trade rules, climate, and migration. A French official says the summit's final statement may have language that sets the U.S. apart, saying, for instance, 19 of the G20 countries agree on the importance of upholding the Paris Climate Accord, but the U.S. doesn't. I'm Ben Thomas.
President Trump says he will not be meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin during the G20 summit. Earlier reports from the Kremlin said there might be a pull-aside meeting between the two leaders, but Mr. Trump told VOA contributor Greta Van Susteren while he will eventually meet with Mr. Putin, he has no plans for this week.
But I will meet with him. I think we have a very good relationship, and I think we're going to have a very good relationship with Russia and China and everyone else. I mean, I think it's important. So I'll meet with him at the appropriate time.
When asked about the canceled Putin meeting on Friday, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders emphasized the move was about Russia's seizing of Ukrainian ships last Sunday. It's not an investigation into Russian meddling in the 2016 U.S. election. U.S. airstrike in Libya has killed 11 al-Qaeda terrorists, the military saying no civilians killed or injured. This is the third U.S. strike in Libya against the al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb. The latest counter-al-Qaeda strike killed one terrorist in June. This is VOA News. U.S. state of Alaska was hit by a powerful 7.0 magnitude earthquake, as well as a strong 5.8 aftershock. We get that story now from AP's Ed Donahue.
The city of Anchorage felt the quake.
Sorry, it's still shaking up here.
TK Turk at Sammy's City Diner says she is used to earthquakes.
Usually you can keep walking and just feel it, but this one, nope.
The quake threw a full-grown man out of his bathtub. Anchorage's police chief says he was told parts of a scenic highway that heads toward mountains and glaciers have sunken and completely disappeared. The fire chief, Jody Hetrick, says people need to check for damage.
If you can see through walls or the holes, your house looks like it's leaning to the listing to the left a little bit, that's probably not a good idea to state.
President Trump says the federal government will spare no expense helping Alaska, saying you have been hit hard by a big one. I'm Ed Donahue.
Marriott hotels say up to 5,500,000 people may have had their personal information compromised as part of an online security breach. Justin Kappos, a cybersecurity expert at New York University School of Engineering, says companies need to be held responsible for data security.
Companies that are going and collecting massive amounts of user data, this should be viewed not as an asset where they can go and sell user privacy and make a few bucks, but it should be viewed as a potential liability.
Marriott says it emphasized unauthorized access to their stored data had been taking place since 2014 and was only recently discovered. Thousands of U.S. troops will remain at the border with Mexico for at least another 45 days, working with personnel from the Department of Homeland Security. Here's AP's Jackie Quinn.
The Pentagon plans to lower the number of active duty troops at the border from 5,600 to about 4,000, but will extend the unusual deployment until at least the end of January. That's according to an inside official who says the request is being sent to Defense Secretary James Mattis. President Trump ordered the mission in response to the caravan of Central American migrants who are now across the border from San Diego. Most of the troops now are in Texas, but more are expected to be sent to California, while others will remain in Arizona. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
North Korean soldier fled across a heavily fortified border to defect to South Korea today. South Korean soldiers escorted the defector to safety after finding him moving south of the eastern side of the military demarcation line that bisects the Koreas. This comes as North and South Korea push to implement a wide-ranging military agreement reached in September to reduce tensions across their border. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.